So in our system of meditation, then the six element practice comes in the aspect of spiritual death. So it's integration, positive emotion, spiritual death, and spiritual rebirth. And the six element practice is very definitely in the third of those, spiritual death. And it's practiced as the antidote to conceit. That's the mental poison of conceit. So conceit arises from our very strongly held self-identification. I am who I am. I've got preferences and boundaries and things I think I can and can't do and will and won't do and all of that stuff. I've also got fears. I've also got things that threaten me and therefore protect myself against all of that. Of course, that's not all of us. There's the other more flexible, malleable, and reasonable parts of ourselves, and the joyful parts as well. And also just the part of ourselves that experiences suffering. I suppose what the practice is saying is that there's the suffering that comes to us because we're human and that's going to happen at some point in our life in various ways. And then there's the suffering that we bring to ourselves because of our attitude to our experience. So that's quite a theme in the way that I lead through the practice. Going back to conceit that arises from strongly held self-identification, then the meditation examines what the self really consists of. So it undermines the self-identification by questioning what self, what we mean by self, how, what that really consists of. And it does it by, or it does it in terms of the six elements. And the background to this is that those six elements include everything we could possibly identify with. There's nothing that we can identify with as ourself that isn't covered by one or other, several of those six elements. Everything from toenail varnish to our most secret thoughts and emotions. Of course, it's not a question of being suddenly revealing all of that. Well, not the toenail varnish, anyway.